Chashivas Atara and Limud Atara and understanding the importance of Torah and people being kovei itim Atara and joining new shiurim or new chavrusa shops, etc. So I think it was a natural time to discuss about Birchas Atara, which is the prerequisite, so to speak, of the step before you sit down to the Limud Atara, there has to be the Birchas Atara. So that's what I want to talk about now. Okay, so now, just to begin with, I would like to read the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The halachas of Birchas Atara are primarily in Erechaim Simen Mem Zayin. And the Lashon of the Mechaber, Sif Alev, is Birchas Atara Tzarech Lizahar Bama'od. One has to be very careful with Birchas Atara. So what does that mean, to be very careful? So the Mishnah Berurah has two Be'urim, two explanations of what does it mean to be Zahir Ma'od, very careful about Birchas Atara. One is, he says, not to learn until you recite Birchas Atara. Meaning, similar to, and just like your, well, we'll start with mitzvahs. You're not allowed to do, or you're not supposed to do a mitzvah which has a bracha. Many mitzvahs that say have a bracha. And you're supposed to be careful to say the bracha first. Of course, there are times that one can't say a bracha on a mitzvah for various reasons, either because it's a suffix, whether he's chayiv in the mitzvah, or many other reasons. And then, of course, he's supposed to do the mitzvah anyway if he's not going to have an opportunity to make the bracha. So there's no iser to do a mitzvah without a bracha. But if the bracha can't be said, on the other hand, one is not supposed to create a situation where you can't say the bracha. For example, there's a famous Mishnah that says, Arom lo yitrom, one who is unclad, not wearing clothing, should not be mafresh truma. Why? Because being mafresh truma requires a bracha. We don't. It's not okay nowadays, the bracha, but in the time when we knew exactly who the Kohanim are and the Kohanim Atar, etc., the hafresh truma was done with a bracha. And I'm just hesitating a little because I honestly don't know. Perhaps it is done. I mean, any of us are eating there itself, by the time the food comes to our hands, it's already probably truma's been taken already, which is doing suffix, etc. I wonder on some level, because giving it to the Kohen is not ma'akev the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Russia, and there's a separate inyan to give it to the Kohen. So we just want to just take a step back on that. But in any case, whether it's nogea now or not, but the Mishnah says, Arum lo yitrum. The Mishnah says that one who is unclad should not be mafresh truma because he will not be able to recite the bracha. The person is not wearing clothing, the erev is not covered, and there's no hefsek between the erev and the lev, and the erev can't recite a bracha. So he should not take truma. Somebody else should take truma, or he should first get dressed so that he can take truma. So Aram lo yitrom, because he can't make a bracha. So a mitzvah that has a bracha, one is supposed to be nisar to recite the bracha first in all situations. But by Torah, it's more than that. By Torah, there's even a shaila, and we'll talk about that in a moment, there's a shem, whether a person is allowed to learn without saying Berachas HaTorah. Are you even allowed to do it? Now, Berachas HaTorah is more than just the Berachas HaMitzvah. And the question is a person allowed? We know by food, a person is not allowed to eat without making a bracha, unless if there are circumstances where he can make a bracha, a person wants son is an onan, where he lost their close relative and it's before the kvura, so he's putter, he's not supposed to make bracha, so then of course he can eat without making a bracha. But a person that has there's a discussion in the beginning of brachas towards the beginning of brachas about a balkari in the time when Tfilas Ezra was noheg, and was an obligation. So a person who was tummy to miscarry would have to become tahor before he can make a bracha. And if he wasn't able to, so then this discussion, what should he do, especially about Berachas HaMazon. But when it comes to Berachas HaNenin, when it comes to food, a person is not allowed to eat generally without making a bracha. So here, that's a discussion by Berachas HaTorah. Okay, so putting that aside for a second, so the first reason is, the first idea is being Zahir Ma'od is not to learn Achivar. And the second idea, says the Mishnah Berurah, of being Zahir Ma'od is Levarich Osa Besimcha Gedola, to recite Berachas HaTorah with great joy, with jubilation, with happiness. That means Tzarech Lizahar Ba'Ma'od, be very careful in how you do it. Make sure to perform the mitzvah of reciting Berachas HaTorah in the best open, with the, as we said, with great simcha. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain, because that shows, that indicates, that proves that Torah is very chashuv, it's very meaningful, it's very important in the person's eyes, and it's not like other chachmos. And he goes on to discuss about the time of the Churban, when it says that one of the reasons for the Churban was that they were not machshev, they had been al ozmas tayrasi, they had abandoned Torah, even though they were learning Torah, but we weren't reciting Birchas HaTorah because they didn't have the proper Chashivas HaTorah. So once we Nizr Ma'od, so how are you Nizr Ma'od? You Nizr Ma'od by working on yourself, by increasing your appreciation, how much you value Torah, how much you understand the how critical it is to our very existence, how important a part it is of every single one, every day of our life, and of a part, how important a part of it is of the fabric of Klal Yisrael. And there is no Klal Yisrael without Liman HaTorah. So the more a person understands that and contemplates that, and his mind thinks about it and integrates it and inculcates it into his being, the more he will be able to recite Birchas HaTorah with great simcha. And that is the goal. So Lizar Bamo, so that doesn't come to you. The first thing is just to push it in. Be careful. Follow the halacha. Don't learn before you say Berachah. Make sure to say Berachah Zator first before learning. That's a simple halacha. The second thing requires a little bit more personal work on himself. Make sure to do it besimcha. So that's something you have to, that needs to be developed. And even if a person's already doing it besimcha, so then he can go to the next madrega, the next madrega, etc. Okay, now going back to the first idea, not learning before. So not learning before means that when you're able to say Birchas HaTorah, you're definitely chayim Birchas HaTorah. You woke up in the morning, you slept during the night, you're definitely chayim Birchas HaTorah now before you learn. So that's point number one. So don't learn. Don't learn before saying Birchas HaTorah. Make sure to say Birchas HaTorah first. And now, we'll talk maybe a little bit later. What does "don't learn" mean? Does that mean you can't even think in learning, or does that just mean you can't? Does it mean you can't listen to a tape or a recording of learning, or does this merely mean you can't learn the Torah with articulate the Torah? Well, perhaps we'll get to that. But what I want to discuss now is, let's say a person is—it's not a situation where you are vadai, where you're definitely chayiv in the mitzvah. Let's say you have a suffix. You're not sure if you're chayiv in the mitzvah. For example. One simple example is a person who did not sleep at night, whether it's Shavuos night or any other night in the year. He was up all night, whether he was up all night learning or was up all night involved with whatever it might be. If he did not sleep at night, then there's a suffix, because there's a question in halacha: what is it that creates a new chiyuv, a Birchas HaTorah? That is to say, as follows: when you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, it lasts through the whole day. It lasts even if you're not learning steadily, and maybe even if you're not learning at all, as long as right after the brachas you said some divrei Torah. You said, we have in the Siddur, Yivarech Hashem Mishmarecha, we have a few psukim, we have a Mishnah, we have a Praisa, to get in a little bit, a little bit of each. But the idea is that we're saying that in order that the brachas should be chal, has to be chal on something. Once it's chal, the brachas are valid, your yotzi of the bracha, then even if you're masik, the bracha continues. If you're mafsik before, it's a very big shaila. If you're mafsik b'dibor or otherwise before doing any learning after Birchas HaTorah, it's not at all pashit. The more pashit is that you would have to repeat Birchas HaTorah. But once you've said some, even a small amount of learning, then at that point the bracha is chal, and it will continue throughout the day. Even if you put yourself in situations where you can't learn, even when you go to the Beis HaKiseh, or you're in the Beis HaMerchatz, and you can't learn, or if you lie down, let's say you sleep a shinas aroi. Again, hopefully we'll talk about a little bit more about sleeping during the day. But a shinas aroi, which means let's call it a cat nap. You certainly just put your head down on the table to refresh yourself for 10 minutes during your lunch break or whatever it is. Then you certainly do not have to say Birchas HaTorah when you get up and want to continue learning. So when do you have to repeat Birchas HaTorah? Is it only if you went to sleep at night? That's one sheet. The one sheet is that you slept at night. You slept a shinas keva at night, then, and maybe during the day, but certainly at night, then you for sure have to say Berachas HaTorah again when you slept a shinas keva at night. The question is, let's say the night simply passed, and it's a new day, but you didn't sleep. That's the shaila. And the shaila is both ways. Let's say you slept a shinas keva during the day. You lie down during the day, and you took a long nap. You might have slept an hour or two. So is that Mechayev Birchas HaTorah because he slept Shinas Keva, but it's during the day? Or is the night passes and he didn't sleep? Is that Mechayev? Or do you need Do you need both? I mean, which is it really? The question, not so much do you need both, but which is it that's mechayev yotzei? So if you're up all night, then you have a suffix in the morning. That's why Shua's morning, we typically have somebody who did sleep during the night, at least part of the night, go in front of the shul and recite Berachas HaTorah for everybody who's there, who was up all night. So now, in that situation, though, let's say you don't have someone to make, you were up all night, it's not Shua's night, so you don't have anyone to make the Berachas for you. Actually, I mean, if it's not Shua's night, if you wait around, many people coming to the shul maybe could do it for you. What I mean is then it's not being done in a formal manner. They're not sending somebody up to make Berachas HaTorah loud. And let's say there is nobody around. Maybe you're not in shul. Maybe a person in Rechman Slan had to spend the night in the hospital with a relative who was ill or something like that, and he was up all night, and now it's the morning, and there is nobody around to say Berachas HaTorah for him. Or even in the case of the Shua's night, the person who's saying Berachas HaTorah is probably not doing it at the crack of dawn. He's not doing it right away at Omen HaShachar. So what happens when it is Omen HaShachar? Could you continue learning, even though now it's already morning? So are you you might be chayv in Berachas HaTorah already, and nobody's saying it yet. They're not saying it for another half hour or so. So what is it in? So most of the poskim or gedolim who I've seen who've expressed a day on this say that you are allowed to learn when you're unable to say Berachas HaTorah, it's not asur to learn. What it means in the Mishnah Berurah is be very careful not to learn to make the bracha. It means when you're able to make the bracha, there's no shaila, you can make the bracha. So be careful, don't learn one word without saying Berachas HaTorah first. But when you can't say Berachas HaTorah because of a suffix, and which you're hopefully going to alleviate soon, and we'll talk about that. But meanwhile, you're in a suffix which you can't alleviate. You're allowed to learn. The Chazon Ish says like this, it's quoted from the Chazon Ish in a couple of Svarim, that he said you're allowed to learn. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach passes this way as well. There's a Shuvah from Eliashiv, Nekovitz Shuvah, he also says this is brought from Chaim Brisker. Many Gedolim is brought that if you can't say Berachas HaTorah, you're allowed to learn anyway. On the other hand, it is brought in the name of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank that he held otherwise. He held it's us to learn. It's us to learn when you're able to make Berachas HaTorah. You have to somehow alleviate your suffix. You have to get out of the suffix. Otherwise, it's us to learn in the meantime. But there are chal, we assume like the majority opinions, at least the majority of the from amongst those that I quoted, that you're allowed to learn in the meantime. Now, so how would you alleviate the suffix? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses that perhaps when you have a suffix, you should just be allowed to go ahead and say Berachas HaTorah. And what would that be tali on? So the Mishnah Berurah is tali basically on the nekuda, on the point of whether or not the mitzvah or the chi of Berachas HaTorah is a chi of Doraisa. Is it a chi of an HaTorah or a chi of Rabbanan? Because we know most brachos, like Berachas HaNen and Berachas HaMitzvahs, for the most part, are midrabbanan. And if you have a suffix, are you chayiv to make a bracha? You don't make the bracha. You're being tovel l'keili, which you ask the Rav, do I have to be tovel this keili? And he said, it's a suffix, but go ahead anyway. Maybe it's this question of its origin. Was it manufactured by a goy, or was it in non-Jewish hands, or was it always in Jewish hands? So it's a suffix. Maybe it's a material, which is questionable. Does this material require tefillas keilim, or does it not? So the Rav says, be tovel, but don't make a bracha. By the way, just very quickly, an etzah for that case, tefillas keilim, is try to get, or a good idea is try to get another keili, which for sure needs a bracha, and tovel it together. Rather than, like I spoke about before, it's better not to do something without a bracha, you can avoid it. Rather than just being tovel out of bracha, see, maybe you could find a keli. Maybe your neighbor has a keli which he needs toveling, and you'll volunteer to tovel with him. I'll take it to the mikveh for you, and I'll be tovel. I'll make a bracha. I'll do it b'shlichas for you, and I'll make a bracha on that, and I can make it in this way. I can be tovel mine under the same bracha. But if you can't, you do it anyway. Or if you have a suffix, you're being mafresh chala from a dough, which is a suffix shear. It's a suffix whether it meets the minimum shear which requires mafresh chala or not. See, so a mafresh chala without a bracha, or many other cases where a person has a suffix, whether he's chayiv in a mitzvah, or he has a suffix if he perhaps made the bracha. He says something is chayiv in the bracha. He's not sure about a certain case with his tzitzis. He made a bracha on tzitzis, and now there's a shaila whether he needs to repeat the bracha. Perhaps he took the tzitzis off a certain amount of time. He took his tablets off for a certain amount of time, but it's an in-between amount of time where it's not vaday a hesachadas that requires new bracha, but it's a suffix. So if you have no way of alleviating it, you just do it without the bracha. Suffix bracha l'haka. But by a bracha that's daraisa, we don't say that. What's an example? One of the few examples, berachas amazon. If you ate and you v'chalto v'savata, you were satiated, so you have a chiyuv min haTorah, at least for a man. For a woman, he holds the rabbanan. For a man, though, benching is daraisa if you're a soveya. So then we would say, if I'm not sure, if I benched or not, then we would say we don't say seven brachas l'kula. Sure, it's better to alleviate that too by eating another kezayis, and then you're sure you have to bench. But if you can't, we're not so quick to say suffik brachas l'kula. I'd rather would be more note to say no. In suffik you have to bench because it's a suffik under raisa. So if brachas atar is daraisa, then we would say also if you have a suffik whether you have to say brachas, for example, you're not sure. You can't. Sometimes a person wakes up in the morning and is a little fashlafen still, and I mean, I guess I just speak for myself. And he normally says brachas atar after he. He relieves himself, comes out, washes his hands, says Ashiyatsu, kind of sham, and then says Birchas HaTorah. That's a good way to do it. And this morning he's not sure. Unfortunately, his head's still a little cloudy, and he's not sure whether he said Birchas HaTorah or not. Maybe not a second later, but 10 minutes later, he's saying, I know I said all kind of sham, I can't remember saying Birchas HaTorah. And so a case like that, let's say a case there. So he's not sure what he said. So if it's a din d'oraisa, the chi of d'oraisa, and you have nobody else to be motzi you, then you'd have to say it. But if it's a chi of d'rabbanan, then we say safek brachas l'hakel. So the Mishmur has that discussion right at the beginning in Mem Zayin Sifka and Aleph. He's first noted that you should make a bracha. He suggests perhaps you should only say one bracha though, the second bracha, asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim. Excuse me, we know that. We just go through briefly. Brachas HaTorah consists of two brachos. The first one is Asher Kedishanu. Thank you very much. Asher Kedishanu. So some Tzivanu Lasuk with the Reisora. That's the Nusach. At least we say in Nusach Ashkenaz. Or they say Al Divrei Torah. But we say Lasuk. Nusach Ashkenaz says Lasuk with the Reisora. And it goes on with the Harev Na Hashem Elokeinu. The Reisora, etc. Ends with Baruch Ato Hashem Amalami Torah La'amo Yisrael. Though that whole section is a suffering in Halacha. Is that one bracha by itself, or is that two brachas? So we treat it as one bracha, and it says we don't say amen. If the lasuk b'direi sar, if you hear somebody else saying that bracha, you would not answer amen. You let him continue till he finishes hamalame tar lama yisrael, then you say amen. And then we have this the other bracha, asher bracha rabbanu mikala amen v'nasam t'raso baruch Hashem nasin ha-torah. And that is called the me'ula sheb brachas. Now the Gemara refers to that as the choicest bracha. That's the higher one, the more chashev bracha of birchas ha-torah. And so the Mishnah Berurah suggests that in the case of a suffik, perhaps you should only say that one, only say that bracha, not say the first one. Then towards the end of the Sifkatan, he's a little misupik that maybe you shouldn't say it altogether because he brings others that say it's only the Rabbanan, only Yechiv the Rabbanan. So the best thing is always to get someone else to be motzi you. So we were discussing what do you do if you have a suffix. So one possibility in the Mishnah Berurah is that even if you have a suffix and you can't alleviate it, say it yourself. Say Asher Baruch Habanu. But the Mishnah Berurah is not so comfortable with that. But perhaps a better Eitza is the following. It is Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch in the Simen in Sif Zayin where it says Birchas Avas Olam Poteres Birchas Hatara. Im Lamad Miyad Bli Hefzik. Avas Olam is referring to Nusach Sfarad. Nusach Sfarad in the morning, the last bracha they say before Kriya Shema is Avas Olam. Those who daven Ashkenaz, we say Ava Rabba. Either one of those is considered a form of Birchas HaTorah. If we ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that bracha to give us the ability to lumo to the Lamed, etc. The higher in the Nebisar HaSech, etc. So that is your Yotzei Birchas HaTorah by saying that bracha. And therefore, if one did not say Birchas HaTorah before he davened, he could be Yotzi by saying that. So let's go back to the case of the person who's Mesupik. He's not sure if he said Birchas HaTorah or not. And he's in a place, he's davening by himself. He's not in a shul where he could wait for somebody to walk in and say, excuse me, did you say Birchas HaTorah? Yeah, he didn't, great, could you be Motzi me? He can't do that, nobody around. He's got to alleviate the problem himself. So the idea would be, when he davens and he gets up to that bracha, have in mind the farish to be yotzi. Or let's say a case where he is davening in shul and he could have asked somebody else, but it didn't dawn on him. He didn't realize till after he started davening, he started already Birchas Kriyashma. He's already past Baruch Hu, he's into Yotzer or etc. Because earlier than that, if he's only in the middle of Psukkah de Zimra, you realize, I didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Not a suffix, I'm sure. I didn't say Birchas HaTorah this morning. I meant to do it, then I got distracted. You could stop and say it right there. Stop and say it right there, in the middle of Psukkah de Zimra. But if you start at Birchas Kriyashma, then you don't stop anymore. You when you get to Avarabah, have in mind Behedja, Beferish. If you didn't have in mind, and it dawns on you, it only occurs to you after davening, that you didn't say Berachas HaTorah, but you've already said Ava Rabba. That's a suffix. Pashtus is the Meshulchan Aruch is Mashma Yotzei. Shurach says Berachas Ava Rabba, Poteres Berachas HaTorah, Im Lamed Mi'Abalei Hefsek, as long as you learn immediately afterwards, as we'll address in a moment also. But he doesn't say anything about Kavanah. It sounds like with or without Kavanah, that is. It's naturally Berachas HaTorah. In fact, the Bir Halacha in Siman Nun Beis has a tzad, a suffix to say perhaps you can't even not be Yotzei if you want to. Even though normally if I do a mitzvah and I have in mind, I don't want to be Yotzei, but I don't want to be Yotzei for whatever reason. I'm doing this right now. I don't want to be Yotzei the mitzvah right now. But it'll work. Your negative kavana works. But here the Mishnah Berurah is misupik because Ava Rabba is inherently a form of Birchas HaTorah on Kriya Shema. So perhaps it's not shayach to split it and be Yotzei the aspect of Birchas HaTorah in Ava Rabba Legabi Kriya Shema and not be Yotzei the other aspect. Mishnah Berurah is misupik. It's Tzarechi and Gadol. The Prima Gadim says you could split it. Mishnah Berurah says Tzarechi and Gadol if you could split it. He brings a shtickle raya that's mashra from Talmud Rabbeinu Yonda that you could, but it's misupik. But certainly, that's if you have a negative kavana. If you have no kavana, pashtus is your yotzei. But the best thing would be if you remember before you started it, have in mind beferish to be yotzei with Ava Rabba. Notice you're already holding. So again, the case either that you're already holding a Birchas Kriya Shema and you can't be masik now to say Birchas HaTorah, so have in mind with Ava Rabba. Or even if you're holding earlier, but you have a suffix, you're not sure if you say Birchas HaTorah or not, and there's nobody around to be motzi you at that point, so then yeah, have in mind that you're going to be Yotzei with Ava Rabba. Now, the reason why we don't simply do this, one of the reasons why we don't simply do this every morning, so why do I have to say Berachas HaTorah separately? Okay, it's very nice, but assuming I'm going to daven right away, okay, people will come in and learn Baruch Hashem. We have called Kol Boker in many, many places now. It's Gavaldik, there are many, many people learning before davening. So, of course, then they're going to have to say Berachas HaTorah anyway. They can't wait for Ava Rabba. But if a person's coming in and is going to daven right away, so why does he have to say Berachas HaTorah? We're normally not marba bebrachas. Normally, we yotzei with as few brachas as we can. But the answer is, or at least one good answer is, that there's a big shiloh about saying, even saying Psukkah Dezimra. Psukkah Dezimra is also Divrei Torah. If you were to say Tehillim, if you want to say Tehillim before davening, you definitely have to say Berachas HaTorah first. Berachas HaTorah is necessary for any form of learning, any form of articulating learning at least. Meaning Torah Shebal Peh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Torah Shebal Peh, Mishnah, Gemara, Agada, Medrash, Halacha, whatever it is, all needs Berachas HaTorah. So if you take out a Tehillim and you would say the Halalukos, or say Tehillah LeDavid, or take out a Sefer Divrei Hayomim and say the Kapitlach that are here from the Vayvarach David, Avanda you have to say Berachas HaTorah first. The only thing is, if it's being said Derech Tfila V'Tachnunim, not Derech Limud, Derech Tfila, so that's why it's a Shaila. And that Shaila is addressed in Siman Memvav, the Siman before Berachas HaTorah, Siman Memvav, the last Sif. A test, the Mechaber brings to Deis about that, and it comes out, the bottom line is, the minig is to try to be nizer, always to say Berachas HaTorah before you say learning, even there, before you say Divrei Torah, even Derech Tachnunim. So like, L'mashal, during Slichas, you should say Berachas HaTorah before Slichas, or really every day when you get to Shul, you're supposed to say, before you walk in, you say Matov Olech Yaakov, you should say Berachas HaTorah first, and when you put on your towels and tefillin, many people say Psukim, Barchi Nafshi, or Mayakar Chazdecha, or Ve'rasichli, these are all psukim, so it's definitely a preference to say Berachas HaTorah before any of that, before you say Divrei Torah. So therefore, we don't wait for Ava Rabba to say Berachas HaTorah, we say it beforehand. But, and that's why also, I believe that is why, even if you're in the middle of Psukim Zimra, it's kedai to be mafsik. Mishnah says you're allowed to, I mentioned before, it's kedai to be mafsik to say Berachas HaTorah if you remember that you didn't say it, and you for sure, I have no suffix, I just forgot, I didn't say it. So stop and say Berachas HaTorah in the middle of Psukim Zimra and then go up. Okay, yes.
What's the ideal time to say Berachas HaTorah? When it should?
So the best thing is, I mentioned briefly before, is write it when you wake up in the morning and you take care of your needs, your personal needs, wash your hands, best thing is say Asher Yatzar, and really best to say Elokai Neshama right away, maybe discuss from a different time, and then Berachas HaTorah. And hopefully we'll talk about why it's good to say it right away. Don't even wait till you get to the your base medrash to learn. Well, it's a shame. Okay, hopefully you have time to go.
I think part of the question was what time is it? How you wake up, you go to sleep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You wake
okay.
Up
so
4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, is that what you meant? Okay, so I'll try to.
So, I feel that my ideal time is when I get to shul.
Okay.
Because
Okay, no, I think you meant my question. I think you meant the question.
I had that question.
Okay, fine.
What is the time?
Okay, so okay, we'll try to get as much as we can. And the reason why ideally you should say Birchas Hanorah right away is that although the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you're not articulating the words, you're just thinking and learning, you don't have to say Birchas Hanorah. That is the psak of the Mechaber and Sif Dalid. But it's a big machlokas. The Vilna Gaon holds differently. The Vilna Gaon holds that you have to say Birchas Hanorah even to think and learning. So you should be thinking and learning, and you probably are. You're probably thinking and learning. I don't mean necessarily thinking about a difficult Rashba or you know the Mahalach of the Ksos and the Suya. If you are a Shrech of a Tovla, but even if you're not thinking that, very likely you know some degree of Limud Torah. And it's good to be Margul a person to be Margul yourself. It's a Gavaldika thing to be Margul your mind to be thinking and learning on some level whenever you can. So it's good to say Birchas Torah right away so that you could be Yotzi L'Chaladeus, not just the Fina Psak of the Mechaber, but the even feed the grub. So, okay, so let me just go back to the point, then maybe I'll try to address what you asked. So, now, Abba Rabba Yossi for sure. The only thing is, as the Mechaber says, Im Lomad Miyad Belo Hefsik. You have to learn right away afterwards. Because I mentioned before, Birchas Torah has to be followed by learning. And even though I said before, it's a bit of a suffix if you didn't with the Yossi, but by Abba Rabba, for sure, you have to learn. You have to learn right away. What does it mean right away? You're in the middle of davening. You can't finish Abba Rabba and then say, your own, you know, divrei Torah, you have to follow what it says in the Siddur. So it means right as soon as you can, meaning even at the end of davening, even if it's at the end of the davening, that would be fine. As long as you don't talk in between. Then you, okay, so what about Kriya Shema? So the Mechaber says, Yesh L'Stapek, Sivchez, Yesh L'Stapek, if reading Kriya Shema is enough. Why is it a suffix? Because it's divrei Torah, no question about it. But you're saying it for a different reason. You're not saying it to be Yotzei learning. You're saying it to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kabbalah Tzomach HaShemayim and, you know, all the mitzvahs that come along with Kriya Shema. So that's why it's a suffix if you are Yotze with Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, he says, Lamaisa, it's mashma from many that you are, that you're not. He brings from the Bira Gra and from the Eli Rabba that many hold you're not Yotze with that. And therefore, you really should be nizer to do some real learning, whether it's Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, but as soon as you can, as soon as you're allowed to be mafsik after tachnun, maybe just say it so you won't forget, or if you didn't, at least right after davening, say some learning. But
according to the Gaon, would you be also thinking?
Probably would. Yes, probably would. Except that we know the Mechaber, we're not Samech al-Kula. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah does say, though, that if you're saying Kriya Shema, if you're davening at a time when you're not Yotzi Kriya Shema, it's definitely too early, and you, for Ma'ariv, for example, or it's too late Shachas, you said Kriya Shema before davening, it's still Zman Tefillah, but you already passed Man Kriya Shema, you're just repeating Kriya Shema because it's part of davening, then he says it's more Pashas as you could be Yotzi, because then you're saying it more, B'Torah's Liman HaTorah.
You're saying that of learning in order to have the chiyuv of Birchas Torah only when you're saying the same learning out loud. If you open up a sefer and learn from the sefer without speaking words.
You mekayim the mitzvah. No, okay, let's be clear. You mekayim a mitzvah, the mitzvah of a gisa bo yomim v'layla, lo yomish sefer Torah zemipicha, or v'shinantam l'vanecha, various mitzvahs of limud haTorah, your yotze, even without articulating the words. But you are not necessarily chayiv in Birchas HaTorah on that. So therefore, if you want the bracha to be chal, you should do something that requires the bracha, which according to the Mechaber is only articulation, only enunciating the words. That's really what you're touching on, is that's the Vilna Gaon's whole point. The Vilna Gaon's point is that the mitzvah is not just talking, the mitzvah is even though here alav kedibra dami, thinking is not like speaking. But if you think and learning, you're still mekayim mitzvah. That's the Vilna Gaon's point. But nevertheless, the Mechaber holds you're still not chayiv in learning without actually saying the words. And I do want just to be clear, it is a maila to articulate when you're learning. It is the Gemara says that chayim heim lemotza ehem. Oh, the motzi ayim, I think the darshan lemotza ayim bepeh. Those who are motzi the words bepeh, those who articulate the words, it is a mila. Some people find they learn a lot better without doing that. I think most people are not that way. I personally am very much not that way. I learn much better when I say the words. If I don't say the words, and pretty soon I'm in a different world. But anyway, it's brought that it's better. It's better. It has hashpa. It's better to say the words. But that doesn't mean if you're thinking through a difficult ksos or a rashba, and you're pacing up another base medrash, and you're thinking about a vat, you get a mitzvah for every single moment, etc. Okay, now. So just to conclude this point, so if you didn't say Berachas Avos before davening, have in mind an Avos Rabba, learn right afterwards. If you only realized after davening was over, I realized, oh, I never said Berachas Avos, but I've said Avos Rabba. So if you're still able to learn right away without a hefsek, meaning you realize it in the middle when you haven't finished all of davening, then you could do that, and we assume you're Yotzi. The Mishnah says Pashas Yotzi, even though you didn't have Kavana. But if you didn't do that, you didn't have Kavana because you didn't realize, and you were mafsik right away, you were mafsik but deeper afterwards, then you were not Yotzi, and you would have to still say Berachas Satar. Okay, now the question is, at what point are you chayiv? The question was asked, at what point are you chayiv in Berachas Satar? By the way, before I address that, I just want to say the same thing is true in Maariv. The bracha of Avos Olam that we say, or whatever the Nuschi you say for that bracha, before Kriya Shema Maariv, you're also Yotzei Berachas Torah. So for example, if you're in a situation, and rather than just like cramming everything in, I think I'll save some of it, maybe we'll continue with it next week, some of these points, so I won't talk about sleeping during the day now in detail. But if you're in a situation where you have a suffix, it's nighttime, and you have a suffix if you're chayiv in Berachas, either vaday chayiv, could potentially be, or suffix chayiv, so you should have in mind at Maariv, when you say the Berachas, certainly if you have a vaday chayiv, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, even if you're in a situation where we pass kemikra dinah, you yotze, you don't need Berachas Torah. But there are shitas that hold that you do need to repeat Berachas Torah because of whatever, you might have slept during the day, whatever it is, you should have in mind. It doesn't hurt. You can only, it only helps. Have in mind to be yotze with that and learn something right after Maariv. And even if your day is basically over, but you put in a long day and learning and everything, and now you're going home after Maariv. But again, going home means you're not going to say another word of learning before you go to sleep. Mistama, you will. You might talk and learning somewhere or whatever it is. And besides which, you can say Kriya Shema Lamita, which has a lot of paragraphs, and we say Lechatchil Yishnei Berachas Torah even for that. So have in mind. Have in mind in Maariv, even if you think you're going to sleep right away afterwards. Have in mind in Maariv, that bracha, and then say right afterwards. Okay, now let's take the case you've gone to sleep at night, and you wake up, and it's you weren't planning on waking up at 4 in the morning, but Kosh Baruch had other plans for you, and you wake up and you figure, okay, so I'll take her to Sefer, and we'll learn a little bit. So if you went to sleep, b'kavana shinas keva amitaso, and you slept the shinas keva, you woke up long before you went, and it's still pitch black, it's before dawn, it's still night, you definitely have to say Berachas Torah. That case, everyone agrees, because it was nighttime, I slept the shinas keva, meaning, let's say, call at least a half hour, amitaso, I lie down in bed to go to sleep, I slept intentionally, planning to sleep for a real sleep, and I woke up, even though it's still nighttime, I definitely have to say Berachas Torah before I could learn. And so, if you lie down at the beginning of the night for a nap, let's say you come home days like this when it still gets dark, still relatively early, and you have a night seder, and you know that your chavrus is not going to appreciate it if you come to seder the way you feel, and neither are you, because you're going to sit down and in 2 minutes you're going to start, the head's going to start bobbing. So you figure, look, I'll take a quick nap. Maybe a half hour nap or a 40-minute nap, or whatever it is. But I'll take a nap and I'll be ready to go. There are people, and you can gain hours of learning that way. But it's already dark. It's after taste. So Pashas, when you learn the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, it would sound like you wake up, you have to say Berachas Torah. It's nighttime, and you slept. The Shinas Kev Amitasa. And that's how some Paskin, they bring from Belyashiv Paskin that way. But many say not that way. Many say, and when I first learned this a number of years ago, it was a chiddush to me, because the Pashas of Mishnah Berurah to me doesn't sound this way, but many say, if you were not planning on sleeping for the night, you didn't get into pajamas. You slept in your clothing, you might have slept in bed, but that's because it's the most comfortable way of sleeping. But you slept in your clothing and you intended to get up and learn. You had no intention of sleeping for the night. Even if you slept more than a half hour, you do not say Berachas Torah. That's a mini Paskim. That's a perfect case where you definitely want to have in mind when you get to Maariv. And even if you're going to first learn something before Maariv, as I said, but at least when you get to Maariv, you could leave it at the suffix. So many say you don't make Berachas Torah that case. But the case where you went to sleep for the night, you weren't planning on getting up so quickly. You're planning on getting up much later. Even if you woke up earlier, you definitely have to say Berachas Torah. So now you said Birchas Torah to learn. Now you're ready to go back to sleep. You learn for a little while. Now it's 4:30 and your eyes are closing, or you're ready to go back to sleep. And it's still before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah is 6 o'clock, let's say. It's approximately what it is now. And you sleep an hour and a half and before daybreak. So do you have to say Birchas Torah again? I just said it 2 hours ago. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the answer is yes. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mistama, your kavana at 4 a.m. was only to be motzi yourself until you go back to sleep. A shinas keva al mitasub alayla. So you did it again. Meaning you did another shinas keva al mitasub. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you say Berachas HaTorah again in the morning. There are those who hold differently. I heard there are Moshe Zatzal held that you don't do that. You only say it once every 24 hours. And there are others that hold that way. But Alfida Mishnah Berurah, you do have to say, you say it not only when you wake up at first at 4 a.m, but you have to say it again when you, if you go back to sleep, if it's still night. If by the time you go back to sleep, it's already day, it's already Mishachar, or, you know, just a few minutes before Mishachar, and you basically slept, you did not sleep a Shinas Keva at night, then you would be in the Shaila of Brachas during the day, which is Holder Mishaila, which, as I said, I'll try to save for, you know, for next time. But okay, so but does that help?
What about the person that wanted a chop half and half, so he could learn with his chavrusa, and then at 7 a.m. so.
He slept. The fact that in that case it was a shinas keva l'chol hadeus. I mean, even though now and also it doesn't. It doesn't dafka have to be in bed. L'mashal, it's quoted from Vayashiv, and I actually heard this from him as well, personally. That if you take a flight at night, you're flying Teres Yisrael through the night, and you do your best to sleep. You intentionally you put your seat back as far as it'll recline, close your eyes with the intention of trying to sleep for whatever you can, a few hours. Then if you slept a half hour, that way you definitely have to say Berachas HaTorah. That's called Shinas Keva Al Mitasa. That's good. It doesn't have to be your bed dafka. It could be, you know, it means that you intentionally put yourself into the most comfortable position you can get, let's just say, as opposed to if you slept on the table all night, that would not be pashut. But if you slept in, you know, in a reclining type of fashion, in the whatever comfortable fashion you were able to accomplish, then that would definitely require Berachas HaTorah.
Is it better to have in mind at 4:30, 4 o'clock when you make Berachas HaTorah than if I fall asleep, which you can't, but it's not going to help
you? I don't think it's better to have that in mind because. If you end up sleeping a Shinas Keva at night, then it's not so pashut. So no, I don't think it's yeah. Okay, so now I'll just pick out one or two points because I do want to, like I said, I think could I just save a couple of things for next time. So let me just go back to, we mentioned. I'll just share with you a ma'aseh. I think a geshmak of ma'aseh that has to do with. When you make Berachas HaTorah, whatever, the Maisa is told, and I think I've heard this in a number of sources and seen it, so hopefully it's accurate or fairly accurate. And that was it was in the time of Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker was the Rosh Yeshiva at a certain point of the Lashna Rosh Yeshiva, one of the earlier Rosh Yeshivas, founding Rosh Yeshivas, one of the earlier Rosh Yeshivas was his wife's grandfather, the Nitziv Mivalajan, was Reshiva. And then Rabbi Chaim married his granddaughter. He married a daughter of Rabbi Fal Shapiro, was a son-in-law of the Nitziv, actually twice. He married two daughters of the Nitziv. If the first one was Nifteris, he married another daughter of the Nitziv. And Rabbi Chaim was a son-in-law of Rabbi Fal Shapiro. So he was married to Nitziv's granddaughter, and he was already, at the time of the story, I think he was already Reshiva or Magashir, whatever it was. There was a big suffix in town regarding Esrogim from Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah year, probably the Sukkot right after Shemitah, but Esrogi Shemitah, the big Shiloh, whatever it was exactly, but the big Shiloh on the Esrogim, and the Shiloh was Nolan, it came to a head, Mamish, like I think it was on Sukkot, and they, you know, weren't sure what to do, so they were discussing the Shiloh. Anyway, the Nitziv were discussing with Reb Chaim. Anyway, all of a sudden, so Reb Chaim goes to sleep at 3 a.m, there's a knock at the door. What is? So he opens the door and someone's at the door and says, the Nitziv wants to see you right away. What's he, right away? So he got very mavul, he's not feeling well, what it was. So whatever, got dressed in him, and he went to the Nitziv's house and comes in. He's very worried, and he sees the Nitziv looks like he's like he's been up all night, but he looks powerful. He says, "Oh, you're here. I figured it out. I have the psak. Bara, sit down. I want to tell you over. I broke through the sugya." So Chaim is very relieved. Oh, Baruch Hashem, that's what it is. Nothing bad. Gavaldikis. So Chaim says, "Okay, Baruch Hashem, just give me a minute. I just need to say Berachas Torah." So Chaim gets up and he's standing, whatever. He says Berachas Torah. And he says Berachas Torah. His lips seems to be weeping. He seems to be crying. So he finishes Berachas Torah, and then he's very puzzled and turns and says, "What's wrong?" He says, "Here's the person that we're looking at, we're hoping he's going to be mamish the next, the Gadol Dor, the monarch of Gan's Klal Yisrael, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you haven't said Berachas Torah yet." So was disappointed in his daughter's Adam that Chaim Briska there, 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I don't know the detail if it's exactly 3 o'clock, but that's his whatever time you haven't said Berachas Torah yet. So those are the hasagas of the tzivah. Sounds like from the story he hadn't gone to sleep. He was working on the shaila. But okay, you went to sleep. I understand, but you should be up by now. I mean, you should be up. How are you still sleeping? Okay. In any case, let me just elaborate a little bit on that one point. Just a minute to left. I'll tell you what. It's 2 minutes. Those need to have an hour. 2 minutes to ten. What I'd like to discuss next time, I'd like to discuss further the question regarding of what form of learning requires meaning in terms of articulation versus listening, which we didn't discuss yet. And let's discuss the idea of sleeping during the day, whether or not that requires Berachas Torah, and the Rish Hashem will try to bring up a number of other points next week.
Can you be heard to someone saying Abba Rabba, who's having in mind to be Mansu with Berachas Torah? With Berachas
Torah? So interesting that you asked that, Shaila. I probably would have said, why not? But I saw brought down, they bring down Shem Rechaim Kevsky that you can't. I didn't look up the source, so I don't know why not, but I saw Shem Rechaim Kevsky that, no, you can't.
Yeah, and also the same question, if you daven Maariv early, so the other that you're saying is not for the davening of Kriya Shema, because it's not your Yehudzu Kriya Shema. So in that case, you're using Kriya Shema as like something. So can you use that to be Yehudzu?
Yeah, I thought I mentioned that. Mishnah Berurah says, it says, Pshuto Shtav, in that case, you would be Yehudzu.
You would be Yehudzu, even if you didn't have it in mind, Bishas.
Oh.
Because you said in the morning, it depends.
Even in the morning, Mishnah Berurah noted that you don't have to have in mind. So,
there's so many about
this, man. But it's all part of davening.
It's the same issue.
Right. Not even though it's not a mitzvah kriyashma. Yeah, but it's still part of kriyashma. Because some of the Chaim said you wouldn't be Yosef because you're not chayiv, right? You couldn't just stop making. Let's say you don't have a sitter. I don't know if this is a brachas Torah, but I have Abba Rab in front of me. I couldn't just say that to be Yosef brachas Torah, right? So you're not chayiv. So he's chayiv now, but for you, you can't latch on to that bracha because you don't have the chayiv to say that bracha. It's probably
the mission talks about when you have Yosef Krishna, when you're reading it from the Chumash. You stop reading the Chumash, so why didn't it work the same way by saying Krishna be Yosef for learning that way also? You're the start. You're using the whole thing. So.
I mean, have in mind that
I'm saying Shema
Yosef
Aharam, well, that this is called counts my learning also. It works the other way.
The other way is easier because you're saying Kriya Shema, it could be it's like you have to take away. Once it's serving their role, so then it's not the return. It's inherently something else. The fact that you're the magia, the sefer, and you say, I need to be as a creation, well, have in mind to be kabbal hashem and say this is what I have to. All I have to do is say these words and have like kabbal hashem. So I'm doing it. The fact that at the same time I gained that I was able to be magia the sefer doesn't take away. But if I'm dedicating this for that mitzvah kabbal hashem, could be I can't like.
You
can't divorce it, right? You can't take it down and say, I want it.
I'll be back. What's the makar? If you say it's the rice, what's the makar?
It's like a smat to the pasuk, Kishe Mashem Ekra, Avogadol Lekeinu. It's not mamash makar from the pasuk, but it's based, it's in there. I think it's more of a Kabbalah B'yadam, but it's a Sonech HaNat
HaSach. It's just smart, but it's not the rice.
Well, it's not, it's not directly, meaning it's not from a Pasuk. As I was saying, I think it's more of a Kabbalah B'yad Chazal, but
Also, what about the Gemara that says that you're Yetzer in the Torah and Kriyat Shema in the Yetzer Tzal Maris, because you're Yetzer in Kriyat Shema in the morning and night, so is that a part of
it? I guess for you, it sounds like what that's...
The Gemara is not
that.
Yeah.
So
Tamar
is making
sacred
Shema
in the morning.
Right. So it says that it can't be as best. Yeah, I was. I have a question. So it says that our Yotze, our Yotze, learning that way. I'm not sure. Certainly, that's the question.
Also, could you repeat a pasuk? No, let's see. Repeat a Ani Hashem L'kechem the first time that you give, and the second time, it's not really has to because we're repeating it.
I mean, now what? Just like you couldn't just take out the pasuk for the problem. Just three words, but it's also there. It's also there. It's not me now. Left the words.
So there's no relationship to Alos,
sorry,
and no relationship about Alos or anything to itself. So if you can get up in the night, you actually have to go back to sleep.
Same.
I'm going to an early share. It's
still alive. 100% you have to see that way.
Yeah.
The Aruch HaShulchan says not before Chatzos. If you went to sleep tonight, your early rise, you get for Chatzos. I think he says not, you don't say it yet, but after Chatzos, for sure. And Mishra doesn't even make a Chalak Chatzos. But definitely for Alos, if you stay up, like all the brachos of Shachar that way. But the only possible exception of Hashem Shanasan and Sech Divina, it could be you have to first hear a Tarnagol, or else wait for either wait for Alos, or unless you heard a Tarnagol, actually. But the other ones, you don't have to wait.
I think, but.